Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Yud. On Amr Beis in the Mishnah, there's a discussion about somebody who didn't do a Bedikah on Ar Yudalad. And the Shita of the Chachamim is, someone who didn't do a Bedikah on Ar Yudalad, he should first do the Bedikah in the morning. If he didn't do it in the morning, Yivdaik B'Sei Chamayir, Le'bodak B'Sei Chamayir, Yivdaik Le'achar Chamayir. What do those words mean? Rashi says, B'Sei Chamayir means, at the time that you're supposed to do the Bedikah. It's the time of the beer. And la'achar ha'mayir means someone who didn't do a bedika b'seich ha'mayir, he should be bedik achar ha'mayir. When is that? Mishay shayus ulamayla ad shetechshach, until evening. Tesis quotes Rashi and he asks that why do the chachamim call the zman ha'biur b'seich ha'mayir, but Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, the beginning of the Mishnah, calls the time of the beer zman ha'biur, and he says that the taich of teicha moir and achar moir, it's not like Rashi that it means the zman beer and after the zman beer. Rather, the taich of the seicha moir is misha'a mitchilas sheva at seifa pesach. La achar moir means he should do bedika after pesach in order that there shouldn't be a mix up between the chametz that was over alava pesach and the fresh chametz that he has after pesach. He says Rashi didn't want to explain that achar moir means after pesach. You know why? Because if you remember, on Daf Beis, there was a Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, why Chazal and Masakim Medika. And Rashi said the reason why Chazal and Masakim Medika was because a person shouldn't be over in Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, and after Pesach, there's no Bal Yira. So there's no reason to do Medika. So Rashi couldn't say that Achar HaMoyer means if a person didn't do Medika before Pesach, he should do Medika after Pesach. But Tosfos says, I said over there, on Daf Beis, the reason why you do Bedika is in order that you shouldn't come to eat chametz on Pesach. So where I didn't do a Bedika, I still have that Sibas Achiyuv, because I have chametz which is here after Pesach, and I don't want to come to eat that chametz. So Tosfos holds, Achar HaMoyer means, do a Bedika after Pesach. Now, one of the rayas that Tosfos brought, that the Yisod HaTakana is, Shema Yaveh L'Achloi, was from our Gemara, on Daf Yom Ad Beis. The Gemara discusses, where I have chametz on a beam high up, do I have to bring a ladder in order to climb up and bring down the chametz? And the language of the Gemara is, Mi amrinan kuli hai lo yatruchu rabbanan kivin do leinachis mit nafshei lo yasi lemechla, a dilma zimnin din nafal va asi lemechla. The subject of the Gemara is, do we say that the chametz which is up on this kaira, up on this beam, it's not coming down on its own, so a person's not going to come eat it. Or maybe it's going to fall down and he may come to eat it. Clearly the Gemara says that the yisoid of the bedika is because we're concerned he may come to eat it. And the Gemara has a suffix when it's high up on our beam, is the chiyuv bedika over there also. So how could Rashi say that the chiyuv bedika is because you may come to be over by your bal yimatze? So the Rishonim and Achronim discuss this on that base, but Reb Shach and Avi Ezri, in Perek Beis of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah Halacha Gimel, he says a new pshat in Rashi, and he has a different understanding of Rashi of Achar HaMoyer over here as well. And he says, in order to answer that question that Tosfos asks on Rashi from Al Gemara, that Al Gemara says explicitly that the reason why you have to do Bedika is because we're concerned you may come to eat it, and he has other rayas as well, he says, of course, Rashi also holds that there's a Siba to do Bedika for that reason. But Rashi held that reason is not the mitzvah of Bedika. And he explains, just like all Isurei Hana that have a din to get buried, like the Mishnah brings a whole list of them at the end of Masechtas Temura, the reason why they have a din kfura is because it's a chashash takala. We don't want a person to chas v'shalom be nichshal in Isurei Hana. He says chametz also. Chametz is also b'hana. And since any place that you're machnis chametz to that area all year round, and there's a chashash that there's chametz there today, and you may come to eat it, there's a chashash takala. So Chazal Masakin, du bedika, b'mavar that chametz, like all other Isurei Hana that has to get buried. But he says, that's not mitzvahs bedika. That's a zehirus from an iser and a takala. And he says, that type of bedika, there wouldn't even be a chiyuv bracha, according to Rashi. So Rashi says, our Mishnah, which is discussing the mitzvah of bedika, there Rashi explains, the mitzvah of bedika is in order that you shouldn't be over in Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. And he says, that's the same thing as tashbisu. The bedika that it says in the Mishnah is the mitzvah bedika that you make a bracha on. He says, even though without the mitzvah bedika, there's a chashash that a person may come to eat chametz like all other Isuri Hanoah, which needs Kavura, but that is not the mitzvah of Bedika. So he explains, our Gemara in Daf Yod that says that the Kikar, which is on top of the Kaira, which is a Malkim She'e Machnisim by Chametz, he says another case, or a place where I already did a Bedika, and then I find the Kikar of Chametz, so there's no longer a Takanas Chachamim for Chi of Bedika. There the Bedika is because of the Chashash. You may come to eat it, and then you wouldn't be required to make a Bracha. And he explains that Rashi in our Mishnah, when Rashi explains Achar HaMayir, doesn't mean after Yontif. It's not because Rashi holds there's no Chi of Bedika after Yontif. Rashi also agrees to Tosfos that there's a Chashash that a person may come to eat Chametz after Pesach, the Chametz Avar Lava Pesach, and that still has the Chi of Bedika. When Rashi says that someone who didn't do Bedika B'Sei HaMayir, Yivdaik La'achar HaMayir, and Rashi says that means only until it gets dark, and now Pesach has come upon us, Rashi is talking about the Iker Din, the Iker Mitzvah's Bedika, the Mitzvah Bedika which comes from the Halacha of Tashbisu. Then there's only a Chiyuv with a Bracha to make a Bedika until Pesach comes. After Pesach, Rashi will hold you make a Bedika, but not a Bedika which requires a Bracha. So Reb Shach is saying a Chiddush that although the Pashtus of Rashi and the way Tosfos seemingly understood Rashi is that Rashi's Shita is you don't have any Chi of Bedika after Pesach, says Reb Shach, no. Of course there's a Chi of Bedika, and that's the Chi of Bedika that you always have because you may come to eat Chametz. And Rashi agrees to that. Like Tosfos asked on Rashi and Daf Beis that there's a Meforash Gemara. Our Daf on Daf Yud. However, Rashi in the Mishnah that he says La'achar HaMayir means only until Yom Tov comes, Rashi means the Dinei Bedika, which is a mitzvah, which requires a bracha, that only has a chiyuv until Yom Tov comes. After that, there's no chiyuv bedika because of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and therefore there wouldn't be a chiyuv bracha. Have a wonderful day.